And I just found candy canes.
I know. I'm going to grab some.
Man, it is so... They're hanging on that Christmas light.
So you're eating the decorations. Way to go. They're going to get shunned by the 100.3 Sound FM community.
No, this one, actually, I mean, I brought from home.
People, all right. You've tuned into the Mono Way Mono Show, so congratulations.
Yep, time for the battle now.
On the back.
We're about 15 minutes later because of our change in schedule. Now, we won't always be playing three, but DJ Ad-Rock, like so many of those, he couldn't just choose two.
Yep.
So we went with three.
Exactly. I couldn't choose just two.
So.
That's the new slogan for the Mono Way Mono Show. When you can't just... When you just can't choose two. There you go. We need to make a new show promo.
A new promo, yeah.
Okay, so if you haven't tuned in to us before, shame on you, first of all. Second of all, this is the way the show works. We each choose four songs based upon a theme.
Oh, these are so good.
We each choose four songs based upon a theme, either one that we've come up with or one that's user submitted, or if you're tuning into this season, we're taking our themes from Lisa Nola's book, Music Listography. And you know what? It's that time of year, Steele. If you have a music lover in your life or in your family,
all right,
go out and pick this book up.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for? Go to the stores and pick it up. We can't give you any free ones because they never followed through on their agreement to give us some new ones or some free ones. So, anyways, that's neither here nor there. We still love them and we still love the concept of the book. Anyway, so we each choose those four songs.
Exactly right.
And then we battle it out in the Mono Way Mono battle dome. And then at the end of the show, you head to your polling stations, you Mono Amigos, which can be found at www.monowaymonoradio.com, and click on the vote button.
Or give us a call at 884-2567.
Yeah, you can always give us a call. Yeah. We love getting phone calls in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
And that's the way the show works.
That's exactly right. And somehow, someone said they put someone on air.
Yeah, I heard that too. I think it's just like the one phone there is like, has a speakerphone.
I don't know, but we'll figure it out if you want to be on air.
Yeah, just call us and we'll do it. We'll do the rest. If you listen to the pre-mono show, you heard that
DJ Steele. Yeah, we gave away the theme.
Yeah, going over what the theme is.
So this week's theme is a good one. Actually, we did this theme back, I believe it was me and DJ Jeffy Jeff did this theme.
We did it too.
Oh, then maybe it was just you and I.
Yeah.
However, it's not podcast anywhere.
Right. So we figured, hey, why not just do it again?
It's in the book. Let's do it. Podcast.
Unless you have a really good memory, you're not going to know the show anyway.
Exactly. Actually, I think I switched up some of my songs anyway. So let's rock, scissor, paper it up to see who goes first.
Well, if you weren't listening to the pre-mono show, the theme of the show is songs we like from bands we don't like.
Yeah.
The actual list in the book is bands you hate, isn't it?
Yeah. Or something, bands you do not like.
Bands you do not like.
Do not in big letters.
We decided to be a little bit kinder and just because we didn't want to play.
Yeah, why do we want to play songs we don't like?
Exactly. Why are we gonna play a bunch of songs on our radio show and then broadcast it to the world via iTunes that you can pick up on iTunes and go to
Yeah, you can subscribe to it on iTunes.
Go to the podcast area and do a search for Mono Way Mono and you'll find us.
Yeah, people could have done that.
Yeah, so why would we play all those crappy
songs? Wouldn't. So what we did was we can do little tweaks. So it's bands that we don't like, but a great song by a band that we don't like. Right. Or a good song.
Yeah.
So, let's rock, scissors, paper it up.
Okay.
One, two, three, rock!
I defer.
Yes, I get to go first, which is exactly...
Oh, you lulled me what into a false sense of security.
Yeah.
You bastard!
Now, I'm going to start things off. Now, most people think this is a pretty good band. I went one time because DJ Doormat... Man, this candy cane's good. DJ Doormat bought me a ticket. So I've seen these guys live. Everybody likes them in Canada. But for me, they're just, I don't really like them. I don't like much of their music, except for a couple songs. Two songs in particular. Their new one's great. I'm trying to remember what it is. Love is a First I'm sure people know who it is now, The Tragically Hip. My other one, which I like even more than Love is a First, and most people don't even like this as one of their favorite singles by The Tragically Hip, is My Music at Work. Huh?
I like that song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My favorite Tragically Hip song.
There you
and
go.
And I don't even like them that much. I can't think of two more singles. Actually, I can. Never
mind. Oh, man, there's a lot of them. Yeah. New Orleans is Sinking. You don't like New Orleans is Sinking?
That one's pretty good. I guess that one's all right. But, I mean, I would never go home and say, I got to listen to The Hip.
No, I don't either. I have their entire discography on my iTunes, and I rarely listen to it.
Yeah, see?
It's funny because like there are members of my family who are insane Tragically Hip fans, like just nutty. And I've been to a Tragically Hip concert before, and it was fun because I hadn't seen them before. And I enjoy their music, but also I was with my cousins, and so we just had a rip roaring good time.
Yeah, and I mean I don't hate these guys, but compared to Canada, I don't like these guys. So I'm probably indifferent. But anyways, here they gar.
Here they gar.
Sorry, it's that candy cane again.
I'm going to get one.
Now I can speak better. The Tragically Hip, My Music at Work, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. Right, there it is. My Music at Work by The Tragically Hip right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono.
There you go. Very good. Yeah. Good selection there, Steve.
Thank you.
Good selection of a good song by a band that you don't like.
Yep.
Way to grin and bear it.
Yeah. Now, people, if you're a fan of The Tragically Hip, I'm not saying they're a terrible band. I'm just saying I don't like them as much as you do. But I do enjoy that song.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You sing that all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
especially at work.
He'll be like,
we'll be playing basketball,
and we'll be warming up, and they'll be like, and they'll be humming music at work while the Chargers lay up. Okay. As soon as we knew what the theme was, there's two bands that automatically jump into my head anytime we talk about music that we like by bands that we don't like.
Who are they?
Or bands that I consider my guilty pleasure bands.
Oh, that's a whole nother theme.
Yeah, it could be.
No, it is in the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A guilty pleasure band? Okay. I'll be playing more of these guys then, I guess. Anyways, so the first song that came to mind and the first band that came to mind was Fall Out Boy. The song being Sugar, We're Going Down. I'm not a huge fan of these guys, especially because when they started becoming popular, Pete Wendt was everywhere. You couldn't turn around without seeing Pete Wendt, helping other people with their projects, and like he was, you know, in various relationships and whatnot. Oh yeah, I'll take one of those. Thanks, Conan. Conan just gave me a beer from Nightmare Radio. Anyway, so yeah, that was one of the reasons. And just, yeah, I just, you know, but they are a guilty pleasure band of mine. So I guess that to some degree I do like them. So, but yeah, the one song that I absolutely love to hate by these guys, but love it, but hate myself for loving it.
What is it?
It's Sugar, We're Going Down.
Ooh.
Yeah. There you go. See? It's one of Conan's guilty pleasures as well. So here we go. This is Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy here on 100.3 Sound FM. I love candy canes. And that's the wrong song. That's what happens when you don't prepare.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's not necessarily one of your favorite bands, right?
Exactly. So I don't have a copy of this song.
Right. So I'm hoping that my next one that you're running off the computer is the right thing, too.
And you know what's funny is because the last time I wanted to play these guys on the radio station, I had the same problem where I had trouble finding the actual version of this song.
Mm.
So let's see if this one's the right one.
Nice. We can edit it out in the podcast.
That isn't the right song. It's the same one. There you go.
Hey guys, this is of course Conan from Nightmare Radio coming up next. Big fan of the Mono A Mono show. Please don't be hating on them for the minor technical difficulties they're experiencing right now. I do understand it's a real nightmare. if you'll pardon the pun, trying to find the appropriate files can be a real pain.
Especially this theme. This theme is tricky because it's bands that we don't necessarily like, but we enjoy the song.
Yeah, no. I figured that from the fact that it was Fall Out Boy, which is, of course, as was mentioned, one of my guilty pleasures.
Yeah. So right now, you're probably in the... if you were to vote right now, you'd probably be voting for DJ Ed Rock.
Likely.
I think I may have one.
Why not?
No? I may have one... Coming up later on?
I think this is going to work. Watch it.
It's not going to work.
Yeah!
All right. Here we go.
There you go.
Mono
a
Mono.
We're going down on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a Mono.
Yeah. be your number one with the bullet. A loaded gun, jaw flex, cock it and pull it. We're going down, 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 down. The sugar will go and dance, swing it. I'll be your number one with the bullet. A loaded gun, jaw flex, cock it and pull it. We're going down.
All right, there it is. Some Fall Out Boy with Sugar, We're Going Down.
Yeah, it took a little bit, but I got it.
Yeah,
eventually.
What was the problem? I don't understand how there's different versions.
I don't know. Like, that other one is just like it's just the wrong file. It's just not it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and but it's funny because like when you bring it that song up on Groove Shark, the picture of the album's there. It's labeled properly.
I'm worried about my next one.
Well, you should be.
Yeah. My next one, now I haven't listened to these guys in forever, and yeah. I don't really like the band, and the song I don't really remember, but I kind of remember it being good, but that's what I'm going on right
here. This is a glowing endorsement.
But he does have some good songs. Now, who I'm talking about is Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
See? Don't like him.
I'm walking away. I'm sorry.
But he has one. The one that I'm going to play is I Don't Like the Drugs, But the Drugs Like Me.
I feel that every day of my life.
See?
Did I say that on radio?
Words to live by.
I'm sorry.
But I like the song. Well, at least I remember liking the song.
But you were on drugs at the time, so you don't know.
It's funny. I'm actually, the Motorhead song that I'm playing tonight on my show is called Stay Clean, and it's all about Lemmy singing about not doing drugs and how drugs ruined his life.
And one of the songs I was thinking of playing was The Drugs Don't Work by The Verve.
Oh my goodness.
But then I didn't play it.
So this is an interesting juxtaposition of opinions.
Yeah.
On Mano a Mano.
Yeah.
Look at this.
So you don't like the drugs.
We've got someone weighing
like
in.
You.
This is great.
Guys, you got to make sure that you call in. The number is, of course, 519-884-4567.
That 2567.
2567. I'm sorry. I'm reading it on an angle here.
That's okay.
I'm trying to see over there. Yeah, but seriously, guys, call in. Anyone listening should definitely
place
call
your
in
votes.
Vote.
Yeah, you can place your votes, or as well, like we said, go to www.monoamonoradio.com and put your votes in there after the show.
Now you may want to wait a little while because we've only played a song each.
And we haven't done our knockout punch.
No, exactly. So maybe. Unless you feel really strongly about either the songs that we just played or the song that DJ Steel is about to play,
yeah,
then just hold the phone.
Can I ask?
Yes.
What was the deal with last week's knockout punches?
Well, see, the last week the theme was great moments in film, but they had to be a great moment because of the song,
right?
Which is very tricky, actually, to pick, because there's lots of good soundtrack songs.
Okay, well, I'm playing this week a song called She's My Rushmore, which I think would have been very appropriate for last week's show. I think last week's knockout punches were kind of slow for you guys. I mean, I got a lot of respect for you guys, and love the show, love to listen and vote, but last week's show kind of seemed a little slow at the end.
We're slower at the end, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to disrespect. As I said, I got a lot of respect for you guys as fellow DJs on this station, as fellow members. I don't know. Maybe guys, if you guys are listening at home, maybe you could call in and give us your opinion, or
we'll see.
You know, email in. That's monoamono.com. Is it
monoamonoradio.com?
Monoamonoradio.com.
I was thinking about this. I took this into consideration with my selections this week, and I got thinking, now normally that our selections would be solid knockout punches.
Yeah.
But because there's a metal show coming on at the end, I'm having to switch around my playlist a little bit to get maybe a heavier hit and one at the end, and that's what I'm doing tonight. It's not necessarily one of my favorites out of the group, but I'm going to switch things around.
Our show spans a lot of different genres.
Which is why it's good to be in the middle.
We are wedged between Straight Out of the Pit and Nightmare Radio.
That's a hard spot.
It's a tough spot. Because if we don't play, like, what if we do, like, you know, our top four favorite Barry Manilow songs? Like,
okay, so
that's going to suck.
I'll let you guys know ahead of time. A couple weeks from now, I'm going to do all acoustic metal. I would love if we could coordinate and get all acoustic mono-a-mono.
We always
encourage submission of themes.
Perfect.
So if you want to do that, then give us the heads up and we'll do that.
Don't forget, guys, visit monoamonoradio.com or, of course, give us a shout at the request line 1-884-2567. That is, of course, 519-884-2567.
All right.
So I'm going to try out my selection here. Some Marilyn Manson. I don't like the drugs, but the drugs like me. Right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Lies. I don't like the drugs, but the drugs like me. I don't like the drugs, the drugs, the drugs.
All right, there
All right,
you
there
have it.
It is.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Whoa! Some Marilyn Manson right there on Sound FM 100.3. Now, see, wasn't as bad. Like, it was the band I don't quite enjoy, but that song's not bad.
Yeah, it's got an element of, I don't know.
I don't know if there's gospel singing or something
yeah, there
in
is.
The background.
There's some gospel singing, yeah.
Kind of weird, different. Anyway.
A little bit disturbing.
Some soul. Some
just
soul
saying.
Music.
Just saying.
Some soul mixed in with goth? Something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting
right.
combo.
Now, what I found when I was thinking about this week's theme is that a lot of the bands that I don't like now, at one point I did like them, and the reason why I don't like them is because everybody else likes them, and they're over-commercialized now and whatever.
A little bit like Fall Out Boy?
Like Fall Out Boy. But I to be honest, I was never really into Fall Out Boy. It was because they were, you know, I had only ever heard of them on the radio and whatnot. And at that time, they were getting overplayed when they first got played. So anyways, one of the bands that I chose was Foster the People. They're a band that I was listening to. And I quite liked them, but then like I saw a clip of like the Much Music Video Awards and they were there, and then just everybody like people who you know everybody and their uncle was talking about them.
You watched the Much Music Video Awards?
No, I was watching. Oh, you know what it was? It was a clip of Todd from the Edge because he goes on the red carpet and just asks obscene questions to people as they're coming up. That's what I was watching. And he had, I can't remember what he had asked them, but anyways. And then when I went to Lollapalooza, I was pretty excited to see these guys, and they were their live performance was very underwhelming, to be quite honest. It was kind of like the opposite. You know, when you don't really like a band, but then you see them live and you're like, whoa, they're really awesome live. This is kind of the opposite, where I thought they were a pretty good band, and I saw them live, and I was just like, eh.
I kind of felt that way about Mastodon. Wasn't a huge fan of their studio albums, but had an opportunity to see them live, and blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
There you go. So, I'm going to go with a Foster the People tune, and this song is called Helena Beat from their, I assume it's also on their full-length album, but the version that I have is from their self-titled EP. So this is Helena Beat by Foster the People here on 100.3 Sound FM Mono a Mono.
Took a sip of something poison, but I hold on tight. Yeah, it's okay.
All right, there it is. Some Foster the People with Helena Beat right there on Sound FM 100.3. You're listening to the Mono A Mono Show. Now,
let's do a quick recap.
Yeah, it's the halfway point right here. So DJ Ad Rock, in addition to Foster the People, also played Fall Out Boy, Sugar We're Going Down, whereas DJ Steel played Marilyn Manson, I Don't Like the Drugs, But the Drugs Like Me, and The Hip, Music at Work,
there
under our theme of bands that we don't like, but the songs we like.
That's right.
Okay. So moving right along, it's time for the three-quarter pull
That's right. Man, time's flown by this
I know, this
show.
One's going pretty good. Now, I got another, this band I really don't quite enjoy. I don't know what it was, but this song, I when it came out, I found myself wanting to listen to it, which is weird from a band that you don't like. But I was looking for this song, downloaded it, and had it on my I no longer have it on my iPod. That's why I had to get you to look it up. But I did at one point have this song on there. I believe it was a good song. I think it's a little bit older. But I'm going to go with My Chemical Romance and their song The Ghost of You right here on Sound FM.
Oh, you're not... You're just going.
I'm doing well.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I thought you were gonna maybe talk about it a little bit more.
No, that's all it. Right. I don't like them, but I like this song.
I don't like them, but here they are.
All right, there it is. My Chemical Romance, The Ghost of You, right there on Sound FM. And from the metal expert, I'm being told that that could be classified as metal.
That's right.
So, right there, I think a solid pick coming in. Oh, yeah.
I don't know about metal expert.
Well, from... Okay.
From, I would say, aficionado.
There you go.
Wow.
Metal aficionado. Yeah.
That's, you know,
You know more about metal than us. Anyway.
I love metal. I enjoy metal. And I honestly really enjoy your guys' show, so...
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we love having people weighing in. And can we get your vote at the end? Will you vote?
I don't want to drive a wedge between us.
No, it won't.
We've been doing the show for a few years now. It doesn't matter to us who.
And anyways, I know that I'm going to win.
Oh,
I'm going to get
the vote right here.
My first song was by Panic at the I just gave it away. Fall Out Boy. Well,
I bet you I know this one.
Yeah. A Fall Out Boy, they were discovered by Fall Out Boy was the band Panic at the Disco, and they have a very similar sound to Fall Out Boy again, so they're one of my guilty pleasures. I actually like these guys more than I like Fall Out Boy, but I still, you know, they're still a guilty pleasure of mine, to be quite honest. They sound very, very similar to Fall Out Boy. And I'm just going to get to them because, you know.
Let's do it, yeah.
We're running out of time. So I'm going to play a song called I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. And so here it is on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono A Mono.
Imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame! What a shame! The poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face the kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I shine in. Haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of. Well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for. Poison rationality. I shine in. Haven't
All right, there it is. Some Panic at the Disco. I write sins, not tragedies.
That was I write sins, not tragedies.
These daring candy canes.
You couldn't understand marble mouth over here. Speaking,
they're
of,
so
speaking
good.
Of candy canes. So yeah,
they're all
so,
over the studio.
Very
too.
Similar sound to Fall Out Boy there. But yeah, and it's funny too because they actually teamed up. Panic at the Disco did to make a song with one of my favorite bands, Fun.
Oh,
yeah, they did a they teamed up, and I can't remember what
really?
The name of the song is. Yeah, you actually
did
you
I play
it?
That's what I
you,
was
like,
going to say.
You debuted it like the day it came out.
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember doing that
because they were on tour together. So they just they wrote something. They wrote something together.
I remember that.
So
I found it. That was on our. If you want to look back and listen to that, that was the week that we did. The theme was the other DJ's feature bands.
Oh, that's right.
So I had to play from your feature band list, which is no
that
longer
was fun.
There. And you had to play from my feature band list, which is also no longer there because now it's all assimilated
it's
all
the,
as one.
All the podcast ones.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was it. That was a fun show.
That was a good show. I'm going to go back and listen to that one maybe later tonight or tomorrow.
I listen to it all the time. I
that one? That,
all of them. Oh. I listen to all of our podcasts to go to bed because there's nothing puts me to sleep more than listening to the dulcet
to
tones of DJ Steele's voice.
Well, you better be in for it right here. I got a pretty.
I
good,
better be in for it.
Well, ready for it.
Oh, geez.
We better open the vault.
I am
to
not
get this
in for
one.
It right now.
Well, you better be ready. Here it comes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To open the vault.
Wait. You guys want to help us open the vault? No, you gotta.
Maybe they'll have to see us
do
it once,
your voice.
And then. They can't even hear the special effects.
That's okay.
All right,
here we go.
It is now time for the Knockout Punch!
The Knockout Punch. Access granted.
Yeah!
Well,
all right.
It was granted, but
so
now
you guys
we'll
know
for next
time.
I'll try harder next time, John.
No,
I'll bring my own headphones. I can hear the
special effects.
Well, you would just hear it after the vault is opened.
But I mean, he had the echo,
yeah,
which was good. That was good.
No, it was good.
Oh, you haven't looked up mine yet.
No, because you haven't told me to.
No, you gotta look it up.
Okay.
All right. So now this one.
Who's running this trailer park?
This next song I'm gonna pick. This is my knockout. This is the one I'm talking about. Now, back in high school, I was getting into the Age of Electric, good Canadian band. I quite enjoy them. Limb Lifter. Who else? 5440, and I was thinking,
nice.
These are they're getting a little bit soft, though. That's what I was thinking in high school. So I started checking out some of these metal bands,
the Harder Bears.
And one of the first one I went to was Sepultura.
Nice, mm-hmm. Dude, Brazilian metal. Good.
That one was too heavy for me. I couldn't take that one though.
All right.
So the next one though, I came across. On the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack that I had, and it was pretty good.
Because who doesn't have the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack? I said, "Who you don't have it?"
I don't have
either
it.
Either do
no?
I.
No.
Oh, I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
So,
what are you talking?
So you're the only.
Anyway.
So he's the only one.
Anyway,
that I know who owns
DJ Ed Rock gets the vote. What was that?
Okay, so the band.
I just got a vote. By the way, did you hear that?
Oh yeah. Well, we'll see. I'll, even more after this one.
He just
I think
he voted.
So. I think so.
He just voted.
Wait, no, watch.
No, he just voted. He just said DJ Rock gets the vote.
The one that I'm choosing is, and you might know the story. I actually like the story from what I've heard, but I could be wrong.
There's some Canadian influence to this band.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna get the band is Megadeth, and I'm gonna go with the song.
Megadeth.
99 Ways to Die. Now, didn't Megadeth wasn't the lead singer from it from Metallica? Didn't he play in Metallica?
Okay, well,
Dave Mustaine.
I don't want to weigh in. I don't know about lead singer. He was a singer.
No. But I mean the lead singer of Megadeth, was a guitarist in Metallica.
Yes, that is true. That much is true, for sure.
Yes.
And
that's Dave Mustaine, right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Who is Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that he was Canadian.
And it's funny, we actually got to go to a Megadeth concert not too long ago, and we were up in the front row at the barricades in front of their big badass security team screaming, "Megadeth! Megadeth! Megadeth!" And actually got the crowd screaming, "Megadeth!" And they wouldn't come on stage until we changed it to Megadeth. So we're out front screaming, "Megadeth! Megadeth!" expecting them to come on stage, and yeah, no, they're just a bunch of prudes.
Oh, man, I thought I had it in the bag with this pick.
No, you pissed him off now.
No.
I get to vote even more now.
No, don't get me wrong. I love the Megadeth. I'm really digging it. It's starting to sway my vote, but I don't know. Them being prudes, I don't know. We'll have to see. Actually, we'll have to see how the listeners vote.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to get this one's my knockout punch. I moved this one to my knockout punch, too.
I love it.
To get it a little bit heavier at the end. Here it is.
Had I known that Conan was such a big Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco fan, I would have moved them to my knockout punch, but I didn't know that.
Everyone has 20/20 hindsight.
See?
I know.
What you going to do?
Next time.
All right. So here it is. 99 Ways to Die, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. Morning hours, I'll have one more yesterday. A day flies from tomorrow, cause I've burned out my today. If I get up to the top, I know I'll just go back downhill. I've got a damn new future, and it's time to rock my way. See you, yeah. All right, there it is. The Knockout Punch. DJ Steele's Knockout Punch.
That was
right
pretty
there.
Solid, man.
99 Ways to Die.
Yep.
From the pretty Beavis metal. And Butthead soundtrack. I'm sure it's from a Megadeth album, too. But
Hidden Treasures.
My God.
Yeah.
I could have played some... I could have said that I didn't know that you wanted to play Megadeth and could have played Master P's 99 Ways to Die.
Ooh!
Remember when Master P was like, tried to make it into the NBA? And he,
who is Master P?
I don't Are know. You? He was like, he was a big rapper in like the early 2000s.
From T-Dot, if I recall correctly.
Is he?
As far as I'm aware.
I don't think so.
And he's,
I thought he was from the East, like in the Carolinas.
Oh, I thought. So who was?
No,
it?
You're thinking of Master T.
Oh.
He used to do. Yeah.
Oh. On MTV.
Yeah. No, on Much Music.
Yeah. Oh. See, there's my pitiful disrespect.
He's
to,
from Nolans.
Oh wow, that's grimy. That's grimy as hell.
He is grimy.
And grimy.
He tried to be on the Raptors for a little bit.
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he tried.
Master
he had a
P,
fledgling,
huh?
A fledgling NBA career.
Hmm.
That didn't go anywhere.
Raptors probably could have used him.
They could probably use him this year. They're horrible this year. Which
they haven't
is fine.
Played a game yet.
Which is fine.
They're horrible every year, just like the Leafs. Habs
but,
till I die.
No, I know what BC's doing. I know what he's doing.
BC.
Frank Langelo. He's just signing these veterans to bring along the young kids, sign them to short-term contracts so that next year he can shed all of them, get their two lottery picks, bring those guys in, and then they've got $24 million in cap space. There you go.
Wow, guys, you know what? We should do a sports commentary show. I'm just saying. Like,
sure.
That'd be good times.
Yeah, I'm all for it. There used to be a sports commentary shows after us.
Yeah, we're...
We've outlived so many shows.
Yeah.
I hope we don't outlive you for that long, Conan.
Because
we've outlived many a show here on 100.
Actually, there were two sports radio shows after us.
Well, no, there was a sports radio show that took our spot on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wow.
We came into the studio one night, and there was a couple other DJs, and yeah.
I wonder if they're still there on Sunday nights.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I don't think they made the transfer.
Frankly, I'm glad you guys are here ahead of me.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
I'm just saying. It's a really nice lead into my show.
Thanks. Okay.
You got to get your
knockout punch going here.
Yeah.
So I chose a band that I actually despise, but they do have, you know, a few.
How is that a knockout punch?
Because
that's the theme, though. Bands that we don't like, but
bands
it's got to be a good
like.
Song.
Okay, I actually despise these guys.
No. So I thought the theme was guilty pleasures, not
No.
So bands that you actually don't like.
We don't like, but
bands
we like
don't like
the song.
But you like
you
their songs.
Brave.
Well, we're following. We're following a book. You know that, right?
I don't.
So
I don't
there's
know
a book
if I
called Music Listography. I've got my copy here. I can show it to you. Music Listography by Lisa Nolan. Each page, or every other page, has a theme for a list of songs, bands, whatever. And so this week's page was bands you do not like. But we don't want to come on here and play like crappy music from bands that we don't like, so we chose to change the theme to songs that we like from bands we don't like.
Wow.
So we could still follow the book page for page.
Right.
I just want to say to anyone listening right now, these guys are true visionaries. These guys are breaking new grounds.
Thank you.
It has been said before.
You guys deserve it.
That may have been suggested on one or two occasions before. Anyways.
Man, all this right before your knockout punch.
These guys I despise. Mainly because of the one brother. So there's
oh,
two
I think
brothers.
I know who it is now.
Yes,
I'm
going to
write it down. Oasis.
Right now.
It's Oasis. It's
yeah,
Oasis.
That's
Oasis.
What I was
okay.
thinking, too.
Oasis, that's right. So, Liam's dead, as far as I know.
Yeah?
Like, he's just...
Well, they're both kind of wankers. Fucking
they are.
Wankers.
They are both wankers, but at least...
Oh, it's after
At least
it's
Noel us. Is, yeah. like, he's at least somewhat personable. He still is, like, thinks way too highly of himself, I think. But yeah, like Liam is just a douchebag. And I remember from back in the day, them just, you know, causing a whole bunch of problems and like other members of their band, like, you know, making ridiculous demands and all this sort of stuff.
You know what's weird though? You know the CDs that we picked up?
Yeah.
I got one of the two of theirs. I don't know which
one. Yeah, Noel just released a solo album. Yeah.
Is that the good one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll have to check it out. I haven't listened to it yet.
So Noel is like the guitarist and whatever, lead guitarist and whatever, and Liam is just the singer, lyricist and whatnot.
I see.
So anyways, I chose to go with an Oasis song, and I'm going to play Live Forever.
Oh, I don't think I know this one.
So here we go, Live Forever by Oasis here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Just wanna fly lately. Did you ever feel a pain in the morning rain to soak you to the bone? Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live, but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe, maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things they'll never see.
Thank you very much.